I think I'll go home.
Hey, Red.
Huh?
Hey, we've got a few seconds. Why don't you recite that little limerick about Tide?
We got time?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, I is a box of Tide. Dirt particles had better hide. Because when I shout Tide in and dirt out, it's the truth. And you can use me with pride. We on?
Yeah, we're on.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rob O'Connor. Just because he works for MGM as a star clown and is brought to you by Procter & Gamble doesn't mean he's so different when it comes to buying insurance, even if he is Red Skelton.
Now, as I was saying, this policy pays double if you die a natural death.
Well, what do you classify a natural death out here? Hit by a drunk driver? Is that... Oh, we're starting off with a bang now. You know, I don't think I need any insurance. I wish that joke had some. I'd bury it, right? I feel wonderful. I don't need any insurance. But I do have a little heartburn now and then.
A heartburn? Mm-hmm. Well, how are you fixed for fire insurance?
How would you like to go rinse out a few things?
Now, if you just answer a couple of questions, we'll be all finished here. First, what is your full name?
Red Skelton. That's full or sober.
Do you have any knee name?
Richard Red Skelton, yes.
Oh, Richard. All right now, Richard.
Now, wait a minute. Everybody calls me Red.
I prefer to call you Richard.
Look, Hercules. You call me Red or there's going to be another death of a salesman around here. Huh?
Well, very well. Where were you born?
I was born in Vincennes, Indiana. In fact, I'm planning on going back there. 26 years ago, I left Vincennes as a barefooted boy.
Hmm. What are you going back for, your shoes?
How would you like to turn blue?
You have an awful temper, Richard.
Look, I told you to call me Red.
Go on, strike me. I have double indemnity.
Why don't you get some insurance to cover that hole in your head, boy?
Please, please. One of the questions is profession. Yeah. Are you a plumber?
No, I'm not a plumber.
Are you positive? I swear you fixed a leaky faucet of mine one time, Richard.
If I had, I would have never let a drip like you run loose.
Well, here's your papers. Now, all you have to do is get a physical checkup from our doctor, and then we can tell if you qualify for a policy or not.
Well, I am in perfect physical condition. Look at my chest. Look at those shoulders. Look at them arms. Look at them arms.
Oh, not so fast. I'm still trying to find your chest.
Okay, I'll go get a physical.
Well, I hope you can pass.
No?
Well, I hate to cheat the company this way. Well, happy blood pressure, Richard.
And an open manhole to you.
No, Mr. Skelton.
Did
you call me?
No, Mr. Fred. You probably got your hearing aid on shortwave again. What have you been doing?
Oh, Yes, I will. I've been trying those new cold tablets, yeah. You know. You know the kind that stops cold before it starts?
Oh, they do, huh? Yeah. Do you get rid of your cold?
Yes. I've been defrosting all day. You know,
I thought you were a little lukewarm when you walked up here.
You know, Mr. Skelton, maybe you should try my cold tablet.
But I don't have a cold.
Oh, that's okay. These pills will cure it anyway.
Look, don't look now, Mr. Fred, but I think you've slipped your trolley again.
Oh, Mr. Skelton, is that any way to talk to your house boy?
Get a load of the boy. This guy saw the preview of The Birth of a Nation. Back he rode for the doctor. This guy really shook the tree for Adam and Eve to get the apple from. This guy's so old, he remembers that the writer who worked here gave me these jokes, had a job.
Uh, skeleton, I think I'm pretty lively for my age.
Lively? Yesterday you went for a walk and a vulture followed you with a tape measure. Oh, somebody's at the door. I'll get it.
Okay.
Hiya, skeleton.
Well, if it isn't Procter & Gamble's answer to Mount Whitney. Come on in, O'Connor.
I just dropped by to collect that bet we made on the Rose Bowl game. You ready to pay off?
Yeah, the Tide's already in the wash machine. You bring your laundry?
Yes, it's right here. Say, that was some Rose Bowl game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that Ohio State can really play football.
Yeah, but California was at a disadvantage. They were so busy trying to keep those smudge pots going, they couldn't concentrate on the game.
Well...
Now, wait. That's a joke I told, boy.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Well, tell it again.
I said California was at a disadvantage. They had to keep the smudge pots going.
Well, tell me when. I don't want to step on anything. Hey, I got to go down to the medical building and get an examination. Here's a line that sounds like a Chinese name. Want to come along?
Yes, I do. I want to see the doctor's face when he finds out the hair on your chest is a toupee.
Look, boy, don't laugh. I remember when you had a physical checkup and they had to jack up your stomach to tap your knee.
Well, you know, it's not so funny. It's the first time I knew I had a knee.
Hey, before we go, get some exercise music on there. We'll get in shape a little. Turn the radio on, will you?
Mm-hmm.
And now we interrupt the commercials to bring you Dave Rose and his orchestra. Dave will play a medley of popular tunes by Ted Fiorito. And his orchestra will play anything that comes to their mind.
Well, that's good music for push-offs. Up.
Here's a brand new Tide Miracle. Now with Tide, you can get your wash sparkling clean without rinsing. That's right, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you don't have to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water, So when you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes come out clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, I said clean. You know how clean Tide has always washed your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now we want you to try Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Why, it's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And think of the time and work you save. You can cut your wash day work in half. Yes, it's another new wash day miracle from Tide. Try it. Use Tide and get your clothes really clean without rinsing.
Tide in. Dirt out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, here's the medical building. You know, Rod, now that I'm here, I'm getting nervous.
Oh, buck up, Red. It's only a physical. Nothing can happen to you.
Nothing can happen. The last time I took a physical, I wound up in the Army.
That was war hysteria.
We're in the same area.
Hey, Red.
Huh?
Look at that guy over there in the corner shadow boxing.
Oh, looks like he's losing, too.
Yeah. Say, I know him. He's Cauliflower McPug, the ex-fighter. Boy, is he punchy. Come on, let's say hello to him.
No, I gotta go up to the doctor's office. I'll meet you up there.
Hey, Cauliflower.
That's enough. Stay in your corner, Bob. Stay in your corner, man. Don't come out till the bell ring. The bell ain't going to get you, no.
It's me, Cauliflower. Rod O'Connor.
Rod O'Connor, you know me, huh?
Yes.
You know me, huh? Say, you remember the big fight I had with Babyface Irving?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I don't remember a thing.
You got knocked out in the first round.
And I know, but was I colorful? You know, I could have taken the middleweight crown except for the fact that I had some pretty bad breaks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my jaw was broken in 10 places. You know? Some of them fights I was framed. I was put on the pont.
What?
Put on the pont. S-P-O-T. Let's not get our verbs in enough for here.
Well, your jaw looks all right now.
Yeah, my jaw looked all right, except it should be below my lip. No, no, it's not. You know, in my day, they told me that I could be another Jim Colbert. Can you imagine me Jim Colbert? Can you imagine that? Who's Jim Colbert? You know, you gotta watch this fight game. It'll get you after a while. You get punchy, you start hearing bells, you know. Mm-hmm. That's bad when you start hearing bells and stuff, you know. You were saying, answer the phone, will you?
Have you done any fighting lately, Cauliflower?
Only with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fighting her again next week, and if I win, I get a shot at her old lady, you know. She's wrestling on internet phone, will you?
Well, there's no phone.
Oh, no, you got a good humor man went by? Hey,
Do you have any children?
Oh, I get that's what you'd call them, yeah.
I have a little boy.
Huh?
I have a little boy.
Well, I have a little boy, too. Maybe it's the same kid.
You know, Cauliflower, I think you've taken too many punches.
Well, I haven't let any of them get by me. hold it, will you?
Yeah?
6 o'clock, the chime just went off. I can whip any man on the street.
Yeah, I'll bet you can.
Yeah, I can still lick anybody on the street.
How about that guy standing over there? Could you lick him?
Yeah, 6 foot tall, about 210 pounds. Well, picked up smaller, boy. Picked up smaller.
Okay, how about that fella coming out of the drugstore?
Well, let me see. About 5'8", 165. We can answer that phone. he looks like he's in a hurry. You better pick something smaller, will you?
Well, how about that boy scout helping that old lady across the street?
That's my meat, boy. Here, hold my coat, will you? You better hold that Boy Scout, too. I don't want that old lady getting any help at all.
Well, I'll see you later. I've got to catch up with Scout.
Yeah, all right, I got to go in and get weighed in for the fight with the little woman, you know. I'll see you down at the gym.
Jim who?
Jim Colbert. Who's Jim Colbert? Say, Dr. Van Stenthoscope, how is my blood pressure? Well, that sounds more like my heart. I don't understand German. Is it up or is my pressure down?
Well, let's say it just lays there. Tell me, do you ever complain of dizzy spell?
Well, no, do you?
Yes. Could you maybe prescribe something for me?
Well, you're supposed to be the doctor.
Oh, I keep forgetting. I'm so new in this country.
Oh, yeah. How long ago did you leave Ireland? Look, finish the examination so I can get out of here, will you?
Well, first I must check your ears.
All right. Oh, now, they ain't that big, boy.
Now, I'll check your heart. Throw out your chest.
I ain't through with it yet. Throw out yours. It's in worse shape.
That completes the examination. Yeah. If you'll come back in an hour, I'll give you a full report.
Okay, swell, Doc. Hey, Rod, I got to come back in an hour. You want to go have some coffee?
No, I'm going to stay here and read this magazine. This one seems pretty new. It says Coolidge refuses to run again.
Hey, look, who's in the doctor's office across the hall there, the four knights?
I wonder what they're doing here.
They probably came in for a four-way cold tablet. Hey, listen, I think they're having their throats examined.
If your mind is in a dither and your heart is in a haze, a haze you'll dither and dither your haze with the magic phrase. If you're chased around by trouble and you're followed by a jinx your trouble and trouble your jinx in less than 40 winks. Oh, salagadoola, minchigapoola, babity-bobbity-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbity-bobbity-boo. Salagadoola, minchigapoola, babity-bobbity-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not, bibbity-bobbity-boo. Salagadoola means minchigapoolaroo, but the thingamabob that does the job is bibbity-bobbity-boo. Salagadoola, minchigapoola, bibbity-bobbity-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbity-bobbity, bibbity-bobbity, bibbity-bobbity-boo. Oh! Salagadoola, minchigapoola, bibbity-bobbity-boo. Together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, minchigapoola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola means minchigapoola roo.
But thingamabob that does the job is
bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, minchigapoola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got?
Minchikaboola-roo!
Now, bibbidi bobbidi-boo!
Ladies, here's a brand new Tide miracle. Now with Tide, you can get your wash really clean without rinsing. That's right. With Procter & Gamble's Tide, there's no need to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. When you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes are clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide washes clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, try Tide without rinsing and compare the results. It's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And you save time and work. Why, you can cut your wash day work in half. So try it next wash day. Use Tide and get really clean clothes without rinsing.
Hey, bye, yeah.
Well, Willie Lump Lump.
Yeah?
Hey, Willie, what are you doing here?
Now, let's not get nosy, Bob.
Well, what are you doing in a doctor's office? Are you ill?
No, I come in here to wait for a bus. Really quick, I came in for a few shots. That's what I'm in for.
Well, what kind of shots?
Oh, I'm not choosy, you know. I even brought my shot glass with me.
Willie, why don't you go home and sleep it off?
What, and botch up a whole day's work? Look, I don't know why I even talk to you. Every time I see you, you get to look worse and worse. You just don't look right, boy. You just don't look right. I tell you, I've seen a lot of people in my day, but you just don't look right. I've got a lot of queer DTs in my day, but you just don't look right.
Willie, you're causing a scene.
And another thing.
Yes?
You just don't look right.
Snap out of it.
Yeah. Why, have I come on and snap? Hey, come on, I'll buy you a pretzel.
They don't sell pretzels here.
Well, how they stay in business then?
I told you this is a doctor's office.
All right, a likely story. A very likely story. How could it be a doctor's office? What's that television set over there for then?
That's an X-ray machine.
Oh, yeah, it's a television set. I ought to know a television set. I'll prove it. I'll prove it to you. Yeah.
I still say it's an X-ray machine.
Quiet. The picture's coming on now. My, isn't Arthur Godfrey getting bony, though?
Oh, why don't you get lost?
Do I?
I say, why don't you get lost?
I got news for you, brother. I am lost. Well, I'll see you around. Pardon me.
Is the doctor in? Here are the X-rays and test reports on Red Skelton, Mrs. Camp, Mrs. Soderstrom.
Well, just put them on the desk there. I don't work here.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll go with you, boy.
Let go of me. Let go of me.
Mister, would you please hold that door open until I can get my little boy into the doctor's office?
Yeah, now, let go of me.
Junior, now, come on.
Let go of me here. Let go of me here. I don't want to see the doctor. And I'll bet you he ain't so anxious to see me either.
Now, you do as I say.
I know your scheme, kiddo. This is the same doctor that brought me into the world, and you're just trying to get a refund.
That's not true. This doctor had nothing to do with bringing you into the world.
Oh?
That's why he can practice out in the open.
Yeah. Which doctor brought me? I know who brought me.
The stork brought you.
Yeah, and then he committed suicide, right? Yes, and let's go home. I don't feel sick anymore.
Oh, what about that stomach ache you were complaining about?
It's all gone. It's all gone.
I had a hunch you were just putting on a sick act to get out of a spanking. But it wouldn't hurt for the doctor to check up on you anyway.
Believe me, if that doctor so much as lays a widow pinky on me, he is going to need a doctor. Now, I have spoken.
Now, stop being a smarty.
I said I have spoken.
I warned you.
No. Well, I see evidently we don't speak the same language.
Rod O'Connor over there.
What'd you say?
Nothing, Junior, nothing.
Well,
dear, why don't you go out in the hall and get a drink of water? I want to speak to the doctor alone.
Okay, I'll go look at these bottles out in the hall.
Well, Rod O'Connor, isn't that you hiding behind that magazine?
Oh, hello, Lorraine. I see you're carrying a pair of empty handcuffs. Where's Junior?
He's out in the hall. Rod, I want you to help me teach him a lesson. Mm-hmm. You see, every time he thinks he's going to get a whipping, he pretends that he's sick so that I'll sympathize with him and not spank him. And I thought maybe you could act as a doctor, and we could try to break him of the habit.
Little do they know I'm listening in the keyhole.
Hey, that might be fun. I'll do it.
Oh, good. There's a doctor's white jacket on that chair. Now, you put it on, and I'll call Junior.
Oh, boy, now I can get some revenge on that kid.
Junior!
Yeah, kiddo?
Come in here a minute.
Okay. Hey, Mommy, you know what you're about to... How'd you know I was going to shoot that guy with a bean shooter out there?
Junior, I want you to meet Dr. O'Connor.
Really? Well, how do you do, Doctor? It's a pleasure to know you. You big, fat snob. Since when here, Dr. Fatso?
Well, I just started practicing today. In fact, you're my first patient.
Well, bully for me. Bully for me. There's nothing wrong with me, so take your business elsewhere, blimp boy.
Junior, why do you call me blimp boy?
I calls him the way I see them. Blimp boy, I don't like you. Now I'm going to mess up your office, Vicky. You pick
up Junior, stop mixing up those reports.
Well, Junior, why can't we be friends?
Because we're getting along so well as enemies. And let's leave well enough alone.
Well, I hear you've been sick lately. What are your symptoms? I say, I hear you've been sick lately. What are your symptoms?
Oh, symptoms, I don't feel good. Symptoms, I do.
What I mean is, do you have any pain?
Only in me neck, and I caught that from you.
What do you think, Doctor?
Well, the boy does look like he's lost his color.
Well, you see, it's raining today, and some of the dirt washed off. But can I put on me web feet and go wading?
No, darling, not here.
Isn't it beautiful today? See that beautiful California sunshine going down the sewers?
Now, Dr. O'Connor, don't keep anything from me. Is my boy all right? Will he recover? Will he? Oh, Doctor, please tell me the truth. No matter how it hurts me.
Well, let's not get sickening about it. Every year it comes time for the Academy Awards, she goes berserk like this.
Well, Junior, I think you'll be all right if you'll go home to bed and take a couple of teaspoons of castor oil.
I'll drink a quart of it. What? Castor oil? Well, I will not take it, big boy. Why don't you go take some? You don't look so well yourself.
Why, I feel in great shape.
Yeah, you can't tell me that, boy. Your lips are a little purple and your eyes are no whites no more. What happened, boy?
Oh, you're sick.
Close your eyes. You're bleeding to death.
Seeing things.
No?
Now, Rogers, I mean, Dr. O'Connor looks just fine.
Well, take a closer look, boy. That face is pretty gray. Pretty gray. Look at it.
Well, what do you mean, gray?
Well, it's more green than gray, really.
Junior!
Boy, oh, boy. I hate to alarm you, Fatso, but can't you hear your pulse beating? I came way over here.
Lorraine, can you hear my pulse?
Well, I hear something. I thought it was the riveters in the building next door.
Look at him getting nervous.
I think
Look
I can hear it now.
Hmm?
What should I do?
Well, why don't you sit down, and you won't have so far to fall when you drop. Because you is going, boy, because you don't look right to me.
Yes. Well, if you don't mind, I think I'll call an ambulance and go home.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Doctor. What about Junior?
You can bring him to the funeral, too.
Oh, boy, I picked his wagon.
Oh, now you've made Rob think he's sick.
All right.
Just for that, young man, you're going to get the licking of your life.
No, now suddenly I don't feel too good. My tummy aches again and my nose is getting ready to bleed.
Now, you just hold still, dear, and I'll give you another pain to worry about.
No. Oh, it's awful funny that no matter what I complain of, you always come up with a remedy in the end.
Here. What's going on in here?
We're just leaving.
Bye.
Now, let's hear all those reports from the test laboratory. Here they are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doc, what'd you find out? Was there a fight in here or something? Everything's messed up.
I was just going to look at your chart.
Oh?
Now, let me get all your charts together. Here we are. Mr. Skelton.
Hmm?
I have good news for you.
What?
You are going to be a mother.
Over my dead body?
Oh, my mistake. I got hold of the wrong chart.
Oh.
Here's yours.
What's the result?
If I were you, I would settle for being a mother.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle.
T-I-D-E, Tide. Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E. For beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen, don't just wash your hair, condition it with new green.
Now, a shampoo that conditions your hair to beautiful natural softness, natural sheen. It's the new Dream Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. No other shampoo has this wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle new Dream.
Don't just wash your hair. Condition it with new Dream.
The new Dream Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.